Welcome to Love Fellowship Believers, a non-denominational church desiring to fulfill God's will. We invite you to join us in an atmosphere of praise and worship in the powerful teachings of Christ delivered in a most creative way that reaches every age. Located at 1900 Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard in Greensboro, North Carolina, on the wonderful campus of Gillespie Park Elementary School. This year, we're focusing on building a foundation solidified by grace, with walls made by faith, and our homes being filled with salvation by being united in living devotion. We promise you, visiting us online or in the sanctuary will be an experience that will be life-changing and one you'll never forget. We hope to see you soon. Services begin at 11 a.m. Have a blessed day.
He deserves to be lifted up. His name deserves the God, thank you for who you are and for what you do. God, we simply ask
that your word would be shared in a way that you would have to be done here today, that you would open up ears, hearts, and minds, and would be receptive to your word, to not only be hearers, but to be doers as well. God, we need you. We need you every step of the way. Lord, we ask you to bless us here today, that we would be able to go out and do your will. Yeah. Father, we love you here in this place. It's in that wonderful name of Jesus that we pray. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
It says, for the body is not one member, but many. I'm reading this book. Talking about the making of a leader. Doing my diligence to be a better shepherd. And in reading it, he really pointed out some things that after prayer, I felt as though I wanted to share here with you today. We talked about the early church. We talked about where we are at as a church right now. And so I'm going to need your help. And so if you have a phone and you have a dictionary on your phone, I'm going to ask you to look up a word. I'm going to need your help. One of the things he talks about in the early church, he talks about the fire and the zeal the folk had in the early church. Of course, they didn't have all the knowledge and the technology and all the stuff that we have now, but they had all this zeal, this willingness just to go ahead and get it done, this willingness just to make sure it all worked out, no matter what it was, just to make it happen. But unfortunately, in 2017, the church looks a little different. The church looks a little different because there's some folks that feel as though they can't do anything not unless they have this title. Not unless they're called to a certain way, or not unless they're appreciated in a certain way. The word that I want you to look up is minister. You have a phone, you have a Google, you have a dictionary on your phone. I want you to look up minister. And once you find that definition of minister, I want you to go ahead and share it. Minister. And so now, looking at this word minister, there's two. Who's going to share it? Who's found it on their phone? Okay? Got one person, got two people. All right? So here's one. And Sister Kim, this is one for you. Minister. And so, Sister Kim, tell me what definition you have for minister.
Minister is a noun, a person authorized to.
Turn that, is that mic on? Y'all got that? We'll focus listening on the radio. I'm going to be able to hear this.
Minister is a noun, a person authorized to conduct religious worship, member of the clergy, a person authorized to administer sacraments as
in mass. Amen. Thank you. You have minister, you have it as a noun as well? Or do you have it as a verb? A verb. Wonderful. Let me hear minister as a verb.
Minister attends to the needs of someone. And also act as a minister of religion. Synonyms tend to care for, take care of, look after, and minister to people.
Okay. Did we get that? Now, who knows the difference between a noun and a verb? We've got all these scholarly people. Yes, Krishan. Sit up. What is the difference between a noun and a verb?
A noun is a person, place, or thing. A verb is like an action.
So, we have a noun is a person, place, or thing, and we have a verb that is an action. And Sister Kim gave us a noun of minister, being a person, place, or thing, being a title. But Aaron gave us the definition of minister being a verb, meaning an action. I believe one of the things she said in there was to care for. Here's where 2017 church is about to fall. Because we get caught up on titles of who the person that has the title. Because the person has a title, and that's the person that doesn't work. Scripture lets us know that there's not one member, as we just read, for the body is not one member, but many. And then if you go a little bit further down and you read, you'll start to find out that if even the body is missing one member, then the body is no longer whole. It doesn't make a difference if it's the pinky toe. The pinky toe ain't there, the body's no longer whole. Each and every single part of the body has a specific job to do. If the eye wants to hear, the eye is out of order. Because the eye is not designed to hear. The eye is designed to see. The ear is what's designed to hear. Are you following?
Yeah.
And so if you take the time to go ahead and read through this, you'll find this here in Corinthians, you'll also find it over in the book of Romans. If you take the time to go ahead and read through this, you'll start to see that what's being talked about is that how folk have gotten out of order in trying to look at one thing and being something else simply because of the title. I want to share with you today. If you're writing down a title in your notes, if you're writing down a title in your notes for today's sermon, I want to share with you today. You are needed in the kingdom. You are needed in the kingdom. No matter what you think you are, or how you look at yourself, or whatever shortcomings you might try to put on yourself, you are needed in the kingdom. No matter what type of blemish you might have on the record, no matter how inadequate you might feel about being able to, you are needed in the kingdom. You have gifts and things that you possess that nobody else in here can do. You have the ability to reach folk and to do things that nobody else in here has the ability to do. You are needed in the kingdom. As part of this family, you're needed. You're needed. Amen. Well, why are you needed? You're needed because you're important. You're important to God. You're important to God because God took the time to uniquely make you, to make you exactly the way that you are. He took the time to nurture you, to allow you as you've gone through what you've gone through, so that you can talk to people. He's taken you to not only have the experiences and the different things that you've had, so that you can relate to folks. I used to think it was real crazy when I look back over my life, some of the things that I've been. Some of the not so good things. Some of the things that I'm not going to share right now because I don't want it to be glorified. But it was bad stuff. And I used to feel some kind of way about that when I got saved. Because when I got saved, I said, oh gosh, because I have all of this bad stuff in my life, because I went through all of these things, I can't go over here, I can't do that, I can't do that. But now I see that God allowed me to go through some of those things because now I can talk to some people in a way that most pastors can't talk to. I can deal with folk in a way that most folk can't deal with other folk. I went through what I went through to be able to be who I am today. And so I want to share with you that you're needed in the kingdom because you're important to God. God bless you. God has worked out a plan specifically designed. So often the church of 2017 says, well, no, you have to have a title, you have to have a certain status, you have to look a certain way, you got to have so much in your bank account, you got to dress a certain kind of way. Not here. Every single one of you is important. From the youngest to the oldest, every single one of us is important. Example. Brother Israel is a baby. He's how old now? How old did you do that? Month, man?
Yeah.
He's 2 years old. Okay, almost 2. God bless you. Yeah. Month. Well, that's a mom and a grandmama right there. How old is it? There are months, you already know. Amen, amen. It's a year and a half. It's a year and a half. Israel, for those who don't know, I believe it was 7 months. 7 months before he came home. He stayed seven months in the hospital before he came home. Israel might not have realized it, and other folk that were going through, especially his close family members, might not have realized it because of the concern of what was going on with Israel, but Israel helped improve your prayer life. Israel helped improve your prayer life. Why? Because we here at LFB were praying for baby Israel. And not only did he improve your prayer life, he increased your God. He used him to increase your faith. He used him to increase your faith because when he walked through those doors in the back, and after he had been praying for him to see a child that was literally this big, now bigger than every baby that I see, come through the door. God used baby Israel to increase your faith. Every single one of us are poor. And somebody said, well, how can a baby know? God can use whoever he chooses to use. He can use you with your mess, with your stuff.
Yes, thank you, God.
With everything that you've been through, you're still important.
Yes.
Amen?
Yeah.
You are needed in the kingdom. Amen? Amen. And not only we're needed, we are important to God. Next, I'm going to share with you that without you, the full potential will never be reached. Without you, the full potential of the church, the full potential of the kingdom won't be reached. Right now, we're living in what's designed and called the church age. The next event that is supposed to happen, according to reading the Bible, is the rapture. Rapture comes and tribulation, and then it will be the second coming that comes. The Bible says no man knows the time nor the hour when that time will be. Then it will be like a twinkling of an eye. And for us, that seems as though it's just any old time, correct? But for God, he knows exactly what is going to happen. He knows exactly what is going to happen. And I believe that God's not going to allow it to happen until everything in his plan is fulfilled the way that it needs to be. And if you're still here, you're part of that plan. Imagine. We'll take it on a small scale. How many people do we have here that still work? Still gets up and goes to work every day. Amen. I'm talking about like that regular 8 to 5. I'm talking about people letting water through the hood, going through all that. I'm talking about that thing that sometimes you get on your nerves. Everybody. Imagine if everybody at the job is all on the same page. Imagine if everybody on the job is willing to go ahead and do what needs to be done so you get the work done and get that. Would that not make your job a better place to go? Okay, I got some head shaking. What about your family? What about in your household? It's Mother's Day, and I don't traditionally do Mother's Day messages. Try to get whatever God has given me. But it's Mother's Day. Mothers. What if everybody in the household is on the same page? What if everybody was on the same page? What if everybody, when it came time to vacuum, they vacuumed the floor like you?
Yes.
What if when it came time to wash the dishes, they washed dishes like you washed dishes? Now you put a little Clorox in the water, come on now. What about when it was time to clean up, they cleaned up the way that you clean? What about when it was time for the children to cook or to do something, they cooked the way you cooked? Fathers, what about when it was time to get the grass cut? Kids, when it was time to get the grass cut, somebody else cut the grass, they cut the grass the way you cut the grass. Lines all straight, edged it up all nice, had the mulch all put around there, nice and pretty. Flowers were placed where they needed to be placed. What about when they washed the car? They washed the car like you washed the car. Made sure it was vacuumed out. You know how back in the day, we didn't have a vacuum, we had that little whisper. that little whisper. I was wondering for days to still clean the car better than any man you ever do. Get down in every little whisper and get it cleaned out. Get down in the little nooks and crannies and really get it all cleaned out. Not just rinse some water over, but I mean actually sit there and scrub. What if everybody got together like that? And they didn't say that, well, because your mom, this is what you do, and because of your dad, this is what you do. Because of Tyler, this is what you do, and this is what you do. What if everybody just said, we all in this together, why don't we all come together and get it done? What if we took that same principle and put it on a church? Because that's how the church is designed. That's how the church is supposed to be. We don't have just one, two, three ministers in here. We're all ministers. We all have the ability to minister to someone else. To show somebody else that somebody cares about them. You still have that definition up? Let me see it. To attend to the needs of someone. I hope somebody caught that. To attend to the needs of someone. Not just the person that you're comfortable with. Not just the person that sees eye to eye. Not just the person that you buddy-buddy with. But to attend to the needs of someone. If the church, as many people that get up and go to church on Sunday morning, as many people that claim to be a believer, if everyone would go ahead and tend to someone, our world would be different. Our city would be different. If we to someone, instead of putting it off on somebody else to do. You're needed in the kingdom. Thank you. You're needed in the kingdom. You are important to God. Without you, never reach our full potential. This Sunday, I'm not going to hold you long. I'm going to have plans for Mother's Day and all that other kind of stuff. We've got a couple of extra things to do. I just want to share with you real quick that you're needed in the kingdom. Don't let the enemy take anything there. When you're not here, it's not as grand as it could possibly be. When you choose to sit out on a Sunday, it's not as wonderful as it could be. When you choose to not attend Bible study, it's not as wonderful as it could be. We need your experience. We need your thoughts. We need your input. When you're not walking in what it is God has called you to walk in, your destiny, the full potential won't be reached. So the next time that maybe somebody looks at a situation and says, wow, this could have been better, this could have happened, you know how we do. There'll be a program or there'll be something happen. And then it'll go ahead and happen. Maybe everything wasn't just right. Or maybe you see some areas where it could have been better. And instead of us being able to maybe get around the water cooler and talk about how good it could have been and this would have happened and that would have happened, why don't you make sure you got your face in the place? Because if you would have been there, maybe you would have saw him. And you could have went ahead and helped out right then and there. Because there's nobody like you. You are important to the King. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Come on, let's put our hands together. You are important to the King. To the King. It's personal decision time. Personal decision time here at Love Fellowship. Believe it simply means that based upon the Word of God, based upon